Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
he said good morning from Phoenix, Arizona, where it will hit 90 degrees today. Listen, Tom, be very grateful that you are the age that you are and you have the ability to be in Phoenix, because quite frankly, it's all I can think about right now.
How about that?
Do you know how many snowbirds are stuck up here right now? For whatever reason, not being able to get out of Canada into the warm locales.
November's like the worst month to be stuck here.
Yep.
At least by January, February, you're used to it.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
It is. Good morning, Canada. Good afternoon to our friends in Eastern Canada. We're back on the air. Where's my belt? We're live. Hey. After a week of best of shows, it is 12 p.m. Eastern on Monday, December the 28th. And we're coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. RP here, the host of the show, Darren Moose DuPont over there, and we're ready to talk sports on Game Plus TV for the next 60 minutes, but it is hour two of our program. We've been cooking with gas in hour one on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com/listenlive, and we covered so many topics. Listen, the rest of you are just going to get caught up here. This is what I feel like is going to happen here. Yeah. We did have our NHL and World Juniors analyst Rich Sutter with us. We've been talking about the opening 3 days of the World Junior Hockey Championship, and coming up this hour, what's hot? The National Football League, of course. And some CFL offerings as well. So we'll be joined by Tory Gurley, our NFL analyst, former Green Bay Packer, Cleveland Brown, and Toronto Argonaut. So that's setting the table, but let's please go to the Quick Six Show Topics. Director Jordan, please, and thank you. Number one, Canada is 2-0 at the World Junior Hockey Championship. And if you surf social media even a little bit over the last 24 to 48 hours, everybody had an opinion on Canada's game. They beat Germany 16-2 on Saturday, a German team that was missing 9 players. And I will admit, it should have been more. Canada didn't lay off. I don't think they should have laid off. I think it should have been more than 16-2. Two off a record for Team Canada. And then on Sunday, they beat Slovakia 3-1, and a lot of Canadian hockey fans are upset. It wasn't by enough! So my point to Rich Sutter last hour is what I'll say to you now. Can you please just let the coaches coach the team? Am I wasting my breath, Moose, by saying that?
Of course you are. You know you are.
I know I am.
You know you are. That's always tough. If it's not 6-1 or 5-1, you know, 5-6, 7-1, I think that's the sweet spot, then they screwed it up, right?
That's the sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot. Yeah. 5-6, 7-1. But what do you do? Like, if Canada just started skating circles, playing keep away for 20 minutes,
be happy.
That would look bad, too. That'd look worse, right? Purposely not taking any shots on goal, that would look worse. So, I mean,
you got to pour it on.
And Germany was dealing with their adversity. The guys that were out with COVID, and they're going to be a different team when they get those guys back, and they hopefully get a berth in the quarterfinal if they can get there.
I love this. I love it. I want to say hi to everybody watching in Winnipeg, one of our favorite cities and one of our top cities for viewership. David Ice writes in, and he says, Tory Gurley, a Blue Bomber for 2 games. LOL. They'll take him.
And
here's the thing about Tory, for those that don't know, I'm sorry, but yeah. Tory said, he's like, look, I played for so many teams. Wikipedia him. He could wallpaper a 20,000 square foot house with his jerseys. So he's like, just say the Packers, the Browns, and the Argos. That's where I spent the most of my time.
Those are the big ones. On the Winnipeg thing, we were walking through the store. We did go out on Boxing Day and try later, right? And her mom was in the store, and she sent me a photo that she bought us a Winnipeg Jets ornament for our Christmas tree
next year.
Because she's like, you know, you have so many people watching in Winnipeg that you need something Winnipeg on the tree. So we've got a Winnipeg Jets ornament now for our tree next year.
One of our viewers pointed out that this space here where the Christmas tree was is far too bare. And I walked in here this morning and I was, where's the tree?
I know.
Do you think now that maybe you jumped the gun?
Maybe. We kept the poinsettias and some of the other, you know, holiday decorations
the
here
tree's
for the
gone.
World Juniors, but the tree's gone. I thought about keeping it up to the end of the World Juniors, but then I...
To point two, was the Connor McMichael move a hot dog move last night? And for those that didn't see it, you know, our big voice guy, Rick Regan, the guy that says, how about that? The Rod Peterson Show. Rick says, you need to air highlights in your show. And I'm like, nah, we're not a highlight show. We're not SportsCenter. We're The View for sports fans. Today's a day that I wish we could air the highlights of Connor McDaigle. Why do I keep saying McDaigle? They might call him McDangle.
McDangle, yeah.
He comes down the left wing and then puts his stick between his legs and tries to score on the Slovakian goalie and doesn't. 20 years ago, he'd have been drawn and quartered and shot at 40 paces for trying to move like that. It's not 1997 anymore. So we put it to the viewers. Do you think that hot dog move was inappropriate? The wording is, do you have a problem with Connor McMichael's between the legs attempt? And it hasn't changed from an hour ago. 77% of you say, no, that's fine. And it's about the same on Twitter. And I laugh at how the world's changed of hockey fans, where is hot dogging acceptable now? Or as producer Clark said, the guys practice it so much, it's as just as natural to them as any other move. Like when Merrick Malik did it, there's a reason they're still showing it in highlights 20-some years later.
Right.
That was rare first. Then.
That was the first. And it was in a shootout, and he did it to win the game. It was unbelievable. Now the guys do it, and you notice, like, he got a great shot off. It just hit the goaltender in the shoulder, and it's hard for goaltenders because you're moving this way, and all of a sudden, somehow the stick and puck are back there as the goaltender's trying to follow you. They do practice it enough that it's a high percentage play, and I think it's good now.
Of the 297 comments that John Kirby in Edmonton has written in with today, here's the funniest. COVID has changed people, Rod. Has it ever? It's like, it's not that big a deal. Nobody died. Nobody lost their business. He just went between his legs on a breakaway. Good one, John. Point three, week 16 NFL notes. That's why I'm wearing this Dallas Cowboys pullover today. I was waiting for just the right occasion. It was sent to me as a Christmas gift from one of our P1s, viewer Jamie Anstey in Coal Harbor, Nova Scotia. He's the equipment manager of the Coal Harbor Colts Junior Hockey Club. He asked how it fit. It's like I pulled this thing right off the rack. Hey?
Yeah, like a glove.
Fits like a glove. And the Cowboys won. They smacked around the Philadelphia Eagles, and they still have a chance to win the division. Only in the NFC East can you be in the hunt for the division lead and the top four playoff spot. In week 17.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Unbelievable.
It's wrong. It's another 2020 situation there. Browns lost to the Jets. Your Titans got... Let's put it this way. The Packers had their way with them in Lambeau. For a minute to speak on your team, the Titans, are you concerned?
No. I've always been concerned about the defense, though. And I knew that this would happen, that Aaron Rodgers would have their way with the defense. And Tennessee, they never had the ball all game. They never had the football. And at one point, because of the changeover at half, they got points on the board at both sides, end of the first half, start of the second half, and it was 19-14. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers just couldn't get him off the field. Man, he is the MVP in the National Football
League. He's in a zone.
You know, I tweeted that last night. I mean, first in his touchdowns to interceptions, quarterback rating. I know Patrick Mahomes has the yards and is Patrick Mahomes, but Aaron Rodgers is the MVP.
I could talk about this all day, but we do need to move on. Point four, Monday Night Football, Bills Patriots tonight at 7:20 Central. The Bills have already clinched the division lead. The Patriots have already been eliminated. All this is tonight is for the Patriots to be used as a pinata, as a tackling dummy by the Bills. They are literally going to take out 20 years of frustrations on the New England Patriots tonight. So if you hate Bill Belichick, and I'm not a fan, you're going to want to tune in tonight to TSN or ESPN for our American viewers. Monday Night Football, payback time. You think they'll open up the broadcast with that?
It's a montage of all the beatdowns from Tom Brady on the Bills and all the losses and the scoreboards. And then it'll be, you know, the Bills rising from the ashes to just come back and take out the frustrations. It's going to be fun. You know, the Bills are also, you know, trying to keep rolling, heading towards the playoffs. They're, you know, one of, if not the top team right now in the National Football League. This is a chance to make sure you end kind of get ready on a winning note, because I think they're going to maybe rest a little bit next week.
Can you guys put the comment up from Ian Bodnarik regarding the McMichael move? And while you, there it is. If he had scored, no problem. It's no different than if he took a slapper from 30 feet. Miss, and the critics have something to talk about. I feel it's different because he was hot-dogging it. Like, he was. I don't have a problem with it. I guess my answer is a morph of the two answers. But a slap shot from 30 feet out would just be stupid. Why would you do? Guys have done that. Or from the top of the circles.
Yeah.
And you're like, what are you doing? You're not going to beat the goalie from there. Why would you? This is different. This is hot dogging, which I incidentally don't have a problem with. Never have, however. From Jamie in Nova Scotia, he says, the offside hockey people salute you, Rod, from Eastern Canada. And I say the same to you. There it is. The offside team here on the east side of Canada salute you, Rod. Same to you, Jamie. I can't wait to get out to the Maritimes, and I'm taking you with me.
Can't wait.
And my wife. And your better half.
All right.
Point five, is the NHL to play in Canadian cities? This really slid under the radar, and I don't think that TSN meant to do it. Darren Dreger's report came out on Christmas Eve. I think it was Christmas Eve. Whenever we were distracted last week. That, did he not say the seven NHL teams in Canada got approval to playing in Canada? Was that not the headline?
That was kind of what they alluded to anyways in the headline.
And then I didn't read the article.
Right, and I mean, yes, they got approved. No, it's not, you know, paper signed and absolutely official, but we might as well say it is. I mean, there was roadblocks. The provincial governments all have to sign off, and it sounds like they're all in agreement now, that the provincial governments are all pretty okay on paper, on the surface, with what the NHL's plan is in terms of keeping, you know, the players and the communities they're entering safe, how they're going to travel in, out, hotels, all of that, and how they're going to be able to control their environments. And then we talked about the baseball style series where they'll play three or four games where they can stay, you know, 3, 4, 5 days in Vancouver before they move to the next city, just to try and keep that contact tracing limited as possible. And again, while it's not maybe absolutely officially approved, it's great news, and it sounds like they're going to move forward.
Okay. Okay.
If it makes sense.
Yeah, I got to go back. Thank God you read it. I just saw the headline, and it basically, Canadian teams approved to play in Canada. That's what I took out of it.
Yeah.
But then I didn't hear much about it for the next several days because the World Juniors have sucked up all the headlines in this country. So, like, this is pretty big news.
It is.
And yet we didn't hear much about it.
I know. It is. And you know, especially now because those teams need to start training camp. So to get the approval to open training camp, you know, is a good place to start. And that's going to lead to them, you know, being on board to play the games in Canada.
Point six of the Quick Six show topics, some Canadian Football League news, if you will. We're fairly closely watching what's going on in the Canadian Football League. I don't know if they're going to play in 2021 or not. I'm like you, hope that they do. The crowd thing is an issue because the other leagues are playing without crowds. And that's in America. Like, nobody's playing in Canada right now unless you're in a bubble. That's the way that it is.
Yeah.
The NHL is going to break that mold. And the CFL is hoping to. They're signing guys and redoing guys like it's going to be business as usual in 2021. And does anybody expect that it's going to be business as usual? Even when people say that everybody could have a shot in their arm by the end of April in Canada. Like, that is best case scenario. And I don't like to morph news and sports. I loathe it. There's a few things I want to do less than morph news and sports. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's top doctor, disease specialist, did say on Meet the Press on Sunday, let's not get ahead of ourselves. The worst is still yet to come. Again, that was the headline that came out of the interview. I guess I should have watched the whole interview. But the fear hasn't gone away. So having said all of that, and maybe you have some thoughts on that, the CFL is acting as though it will be business as usual in 2021. We broke the story that Cody Fajardo's done a new deal. The BC Lions announced themselves that Mike Riley's got a new deal. The Alouettes announced that Vernon Adams Jr. has a new deal. And then on Saturday, the Edmonton Football Club announced that Trevor Harris has a new deal. And I'm very interested to talk to Tory Gurley about that in our next segment, because he was teammates with Trevor Harris in Argoland, and they're big fans. And my question to you is, can you envision the Edmonton Football Club, here's hoping they have a name by the time they kick off, could you see them winning a Grey Cup with Trevor Harris? And I really can. I'm a huge believer in their head coach, Scott Milanovich. I think their general manager, Brock Sunderland, has a lot to prove still, but he's on the right track. I think we can all agree with that. Signed some good guys. I think they got a good team in Edmonton. And I think Trevor Harris could win a Grey Cup with the green and gold.
Yeah, I mean, he's a top-tier quarterback in the Canadian Football League. He's one of the most accurate passers in CFL history. And it's just about getting over the hump, right? And sometimes he's had a little issues in the big games, but, you know, he's done everything right. And they're starting to build the pieces to win a championship. They're coming on, they're on the right track. And you know, you have to have a good quarterback to get you there. Trevor Harris is one of them. I think he can do it. I think he can lead Edmonton to a championship too.
I'm going through the Prairie Mobile text line. There are a lot of messages here, as I told you.
Yeah, I saw.
That must mean that we're getting a lot more popular.
That would be the case.
We love our Manitoba friends. Chuck from the Peg writes in and says, you have a size 36 inseam? You're either very tall or very high-waisted. Happy holidays. Go Blue. Go Jets. Chuck from the Peg. What were we saying about Winnipeg? We got a lot of viewers in Winnipeg. We need to talk more Jets. But I am a big guy. And if you watch my Instagram story, did you see the photo of me and Drew Remenda from 1 year ago? He looks like a little Smurf.
I know.
I don't know if that's still up on my Instagram
story.
But
you're 6'4". You make a lot of people look like a little Smurf.
Yeah. Actually, my wife was going through some photos on her phone yesterday.
Oh.
Well, that's what?
The New York video? Of you in the flash mob? Oh, man. That was pretty funny stuff.
You better hurry, folks, because it's about to run out. On my Instagram story, at Rod Peterson Official, was me getting caught up in a New York City flash mob in Central Park, and I literally did it. I danced with a flash mob. I didn't have a choice. They like, you're in this.
And you can see the moment where you look over and you notice she's recording, and you're like, oh, boy. And then you kind of like, it's like, I can't back out now. And I had never seen the footage of that. Is that the first time it's been published?
I've published it at the time.
Okay, I must have missed it.
Well, it's hilarious. I know we got to get... How much time we got, Clark? Okay, we got to go real fast here, and then Tory Gurley is loaded up and ready to go. But she was... I only had one day of the Christmas vacation where I could put my feet up and do nothing. Nothing. And it was yesterday. So I was on the couch watching NFL... Cindy was in a Lazy Boy. You've been in our living room, and she's just going through her old photos, and she's deleting old stuff.
Yeah.
So she found that video of me dancing in the flash mob in Central Park in New York in 2016, and she sent it to me. But she also found photos of you and I from when the Rough Riders practiced in Humble.
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So she's like, should I delete these or get rid of them? I'm like, no, save them. That was a great day.
That was great,
when the Rough
too.
Riders went out to practice in Humboldt, and you and I did the television show out there.
That's right.
Remember that?
I do.
She's got all that stuff.
Wow.
She's got more photos than I do. Oh, Rod Monroe watching, Clark's dad. He says, great moves, Rod, for a boy from Milestone. John Ohm in Winnipeg's watching. That NYC video is awesome, Rod. Oh, it got a lot of reaction. A big, tall, white guy like me getting down with the New York people.
Oh, yeah.
It was wild. Tory Gurley is in next. We got a lot to get to today, so hang on. It's the RP Show on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back on this Monday morning, everybody. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues. Got to put this out here. Wheaton Kia presents the Tory Gurley hits. And just before we get to Tory, we got breaking news today. The Montreal Canadiens have signed forward Corey Perry to a one-year deal. You know him from Dallas Stars and Anaheim Ducks fame. We analyzed it last hour with our NHL analyst, Rich Sutter. One-year deal, Corey Perry. Could be a good deal for both. And for those that have Montreal picked to be in the top couple teams in Canada this year, this will only help.
Yeah.
And plus, they lost Ilya Kovalchuk over the weekend. That's you saw right. That he signed in the KHL. All right, let's go to Tory Gurley now, our NFL insider. And I'm going to throw a CFL question at him first. First of all, happy holidays, Tory. Your guy Trevor Harris has redone his deal with the Edmonton Football Club, as you saw, and we were just discussing if Edmonton will win a Grey Cup in Trevor Harris's time. I emphatically say yes, they will. How do you feel about that question?
I'm biased, and of course, yes. Like Trevor Harris, this guy, he's partnering up with Scott Milanovich again. He's back in offense that he's very familiar with. We led the league and touchdowns, and this guy could get it done. I think Trevor has done an extremely great job over the past few seasons of establishing why he's one of the top players in the league. I know personally he even reached out to Tom Brady, did the TB12 method. He's applied that to his game, and this guy just looks for new ways to win. So I'm excited for Edmonton and for Trevor to go out there and accomplish another great cup.
Like every quarterback, he has his detractors. I know there were some in Ottawa that felt they would never win with him, so that was part of the reason why they allowed him to walk in free agency and go to Edmonton. But I just don't see it. I've seen him on a continual trajectory upwards, really since he got the ball for the first time in Toronto on the way up. Are you seeing the same thing? Like, wait, everybody's going to have detractors, right? But are they right?
It's all about being comfortable. And I just think that I played in both offenses. I was there in Ottawa for a brief stint with him, but also was with him in Toronto. And I know with him being up under Scott Milanovich, they have a great rapport. I've been in those meetings, and I know how those guys, you know, really collab when it comes to drawing up plays and finding matchups. So as long as they continue to put the right support staff around Trevor with weapons, I think they're going to be extremely hard to defend because, you know, Trevor knows that offense inside and out. I mean, that's something that I helped get Trevor paid off that offense. So, Trev, go out there and go win the Grey Cup, man. You know what time it is.
Good, and I hope that it happens sooner than later. To the National Football League, Tory, what were your biggest performances and storylines coming out of Week 17?
Man, how about those
Week
Cowboys?
16, sir. Yeah, how about those Cowboys? Exactly. That's why I'm wearing it.
Cowboys got a big win. I'm also happy for the Jets. You know, as I mentioned earlier, the Cleveland Browns is a team that scare me when it comes to moving forward because of Baker Mayfield. I am not all the way sold on him, and I'm not all the way sold on Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. I think they should win today, but I think in the playoffs, I think they're going to be a team that get knocked out in the first round because I've seen it in his eyes. Like it takes a player to know a player. And I just know as well as he's playing in the regular season, I can definitely see him having a bad postseason when it matters, because that's something he was not exposed to when he was in college. And he's going to have his growing pains like everyone else. So, you know, that's why you can't get all wrapped up into, oh man, this team is 10-5 or 11-5 or whatever, because that playoff football is totally different. And from what I saw last year, when they played against the Houston Texans, you're not going to be able to grow that much over a year. It's going to take something that you consistently build on. But they have the right offense, but I also don't believe in Buffalo's defense. I don't believe in Buffalo's defense, and I don't believe in Josh Allen as well as the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, that's another team that I'm not high on. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts, I would leave those teams alone. Even though they might be shoo-in to be a playoff team, I can't trust them because Big Ben is so erratic, as well as Phillip Rivers. So, you know, that's the teams that I'm not high on. But the teams that I really like, obviously, are the Kansas City Chiefs. Even though they're kind of struggling coming down the stretch, I just think they're bored. They've had a lot of success, and now they see it's playoff time, so they're going to rev it up. The Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers and performing at Lambeau Field, that's going to be a tough place to play. You know, imagine if you had 90,000 fans there that were screaming with the snow. But, you know, you, as long as you have quarterbacks and teams that have that tradition of winning and that's been there time and time again, I think they're going to be okay.
Torrey, the questions are coming in like crazy for you from our viewers, folks. So just hang on. The one I have for you is we do list you as a Bills and Packers and Browns alum, but you did spend time with the Bills. I think they are just going to curb stomp the Patriots tonight on Monday Night Football and take out 20 years of frustrations on what the Pats did to them. What do you expect tonight, Bills and Patriots, on Monday Night Football?
Yes, I believe so, too. I'm with you on that. I just think right now with the Patriots, they do not have the weapons to compete with Buffalo. And it's just one of the, I wish the fans could be there at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You know, that would I swear I think that game would be a blowout. It would be like a 40-point or 50-point game if you could have, you know, the fans screaming, "Let's go, Buffalo." But I think Sean McDermott has done a great job of preparing those guys for the regular season. And, you know, some people, they're going to look at me like, man, how can you go against a team that paid the bills for you? Because they once paid the bills. They don't pay the bills anymore. You know, as you taught me as an analyst, you got to be fair and honest. And that's just something I see. Like, as well as Buffalo is playing, I just don't think they have enough to be a Super Bowl caliber team because they're extremely young and they're just still learning.
We've got a lot of questions have come in on Dwayne Haskins from Todd Pinckney. Says, should Washington walk away from Haskins? Darren Thompson says Haskins is ruining his favorite football team. And for those that don't know, I'm reading here from ESPN. Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins opened the day Sunday as the starter with a chance to redeem himself. He exited with plenty of questions surrounding his future, calling the past week the toughest of his life. He was benched in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 2013 loss to the Carolina Panthers. Torrey, as you know, he has broken COVID protocol on multiple occasions this year in Washington. He's a first-round pick in 2019. Are his days, in fact, done in Washington?
Yeah, the fat lady's singing. Unfortunately, this guy's made some bad decisions that's going to haunt him for the rest of his life. Everyone is going to remember him for that. Having a grand opportunity, you got Ron Rivera that beat cancer. You have Alex Smith that almost beat death. You know, this guy was laying on his deathbed with getting his leg operated on and potentially could have got it amputated. You know, it was a lot of stuff that's going on with this football team that shows that they have character and men of faith that try to do things the right way. But you are the one guy that's a quarterback that decides to go against the grain and act like an immature kid. And that really is just, it rubs everyone the wrong way. And as a teammate and as a former, I'm quite sure as a teammate, those guys are upset with him. But even as a former NFL player, I'm even more upset because he doesn't understand the privilege he has of being a professional athlete. Like, this guy's going to be out of the league and no one is going to want to touch him because, just like his coach said in college, man, the guy's just immature. And you just can't have those type of people around because it can hurt you in many different ways and it could be a cancer to a team. So, you know, I wish him well, but it wouldn't shock me when after this game is over with on Sunday that, you know, he's unemployed.
The Stampeders fans want to know your take on Alex Singleton with the Philadelphia Eagles. Have you been able to watch much of number 49 in the Eagles defense? What do you think?
They love him. I think that's a guy that they're going to hold on to, and he's making a name for himself in the National Football League. I'm so happy. You know, he was a dude that I remember playing against him in Calgary, and he talked a lot of trash, but he could play. Like, he showed up on a film, and I've always had respect for him. So to watch him go out and do it amongst the best players in the world, it lets you know, man, that guy's just special. And I think the Eagles are going to lock him up and give him a contract because they got to find a way to get rid of Carson Wentz. So whenever you have a player like Alex Singleton balling on a rookie contract, they're going to hold on to you, you know, and I hope he gets to break the bank.
viewers want to talk about the future at the quarterback position in Washington and other places. And that's an off-season thing, because where's Carson Wentz going to end up, and does he go to Washington? And hey, do the Dallas Cowboys stick with the red rifle? And maybe we don't sign Dak Prescott next year. Who knows? I mean, as we know, Andy Dalton's from Katy, Texas, and he does fit in there like a glove. But I want to talk about this season first, because we still got the playoffs looming, Torrey, and those Pittsburgh Steelers just turned a switch. I said to Moose DuPont here, it was like they were all reading their Twitter at halftime, the Steelers, how they were getting trounced, and they just came out and just flipped a switch. So what did that tell you about the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday?
I don't trust them. A team that's started out undefeated, 10-0 or 11-0, and now they were down 21-3. Like, I was watching that game, and it, Big Ben and that offense, man, that's scary. Whenever you're depending on throwing the ball every play and you're not having your best defenders, Bud Dupree is out with the injury and he's done for the year. So you only have to worry about a TJ Watt coming off the edge. It makes it difficult to play playoff or championship football. And Pittsburgh needs to find a way to get James Conner the ball, or Benny Snell, where they're out there, they're controlling the clock. But just lining up in four wide or five wide and just spinning it around the entire game, that's a recipe for disaster. And they're going to play against a team in the playoffs that really just shuts them out, because you just can't play. You can't win that way. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, for as many weapons as they have on offense, they don't throw as much as the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's scary.
Here's a somewhat fun one. You saw J.J. Watt go off after the Texans lost their fourth in a row yesterday. You had to have seen it, Torrey, right? His impassioned speech about how his teammates need to show some pride. And we got fans here spending their hard-earned money on this team. And, like, if I had a nickel for every guy that I've seen stand up and say that in a variety of leagues, I'm watching that saying, I would hope it's obvious to these players that the fans are pouring their hard-earned money into supporting the franchise. But maybe it's not. What I got out of J.J. Watt's monologue there, Torrey, is that this is a team that is broken, and their culture is terrible, and they weren't just going to sweep it out with firing Bill O'Brien. Now, you can blame it on him, but he's gone now, right? What did you think about J.J. Watt's address?
All right. Initially, I loved it. You know, it's great that someone can address the team and be able to show compassion to fans that are out there supporting it. But if we wanted to dive into J.J. Watt, I'm quite sure we can pull up film of him doing the wrong things many times. Now, he's a great citizen off the field, but on the field, you know, I know plenty of people that played with J.J., and he's a selfish guy when it comes to playing his responsibility. And if you don't know the nuances or the details of football, you would think that, you know, this guy grades out extremely well every week, but it's not always that way. And, so it goes both ways. So the way he addressed everyone by saying, hey, we want to go out and compete and play better and give people something to look forward to, because they're exhausting their money and their time into us. Let's make sure we repay them with wins. But, you know, if any, analyst or any reporter was there, if they wanted to counter that question, like, hey, J.J., what have you done on the field? Are you playing your assignment the right way? I'm quite sure everybody in the locker room would have been like, see, that's what we wanted to hear. So it goes both ways. But the way he addressed everyone, yeah, that is correct. But just make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do on the field, because we all know, like, J.J., I can see between the lines. You know, I know what you're doing. And I've seen him do things on the football field where he left his teammate hanging out to dry because he's trying to get a sack.
Outstanding analysis, and that's the thing. It doesn't mean a lot if you're going to sit there at the mic and say these things when you don't have your bases covered, is kind of what you're saying. And lastly, because we only got 2 minutes here, but David in Winnipeg says, Torrey, did the CFL make a mistake by not playing in 2020? What's your take on that?
I'm not going to say they made a mistake. I just wish they would have handled it differently, addressed everyone like, hey, we're going to not play this year. But to kind of have players in limbo, that makes it difficult for everyone, because now you're in a situation where do you train? Because when you're training, you can't work. When you're working, you can't train. Like, it's kind of hard to do both, because you got to commit yourself to being a professional athlete. So I just wish it would have been communicated that they were going to postpone the season and that would allow guys to find a way to, you know, make some money or earn a living and give them a heads up on preparing themselves for the following year.
Torrey, this has been awesome. For our viewers, follow him on social media, tgurley81. I wish we had more time because there's a ton more questions. Maybe we can bring you back by the end of the week. But happy holidays, my friend, to yourself, all the Gurleys, and the Hubics. And you know what I'm talking about, man. Thanks for all you do.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
The great Torrey Gurley joining us from Toronto today. We need to take a timeout. Larry Dye in Medicine Hat says, great interview, Rod. Wasn't me. It was Torrey. Who sings that song? Wasn't me.
Shaggy.
Yeah. We'll be back with a sports update and viewer takeover. It's the RP Show. You're watching Canada's daytime sports talk show on Game Plus Television, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com for Suds Car Wash.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, I don't mind getting into viewer takeover early. Paul Figler's watching in Red Deer, Alberta. You know Figgy.
Oh, yeah, we chatted last week.
From Dub Network, he says, thankful for a week off work. Get to tune in to the show again. We're thankful to have you, Figgy.
Yeah.
Keep this music rolling. We haven't aired this music for a while.
Not often.
There's a couple of commercial spots. There's a mattress company in the States that uses this music.
I know.
People tell me every time that they hear the spot air, they think that it's our show's coming on.
That's branding.
Then they're disappointed.
I know. Well.
Because we're not.
Yeah.
Not in that instant. Roxanne from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions says, we love Alex Singleton being an Eagle. Got Darnell a Singleton jersey for Christmas. Sports update, Team Canada gets a day off from competition at the World Juniors in Edmonton following back-to-back victories to open the tourney. Sunday night, Canada beat Slovakia 3-1 to sit atop its group with Finland at 2-0. Canada back on the ice Tuesday against Switzerland. Mark Hoffman signed a professional tryout agreement with the St. Louis Blues Sunday night, a possible precursor to him getting a contract for the NHL season prior to opening night. Hoffman will go to training camp with the Blues, will only have a salary cap space to sign him after putting fellow wingers Vladimir Tarasenko and Alex Steen on the long-term injured list. The Canadian Press Female of the Year will be announced today. Any idea whom that might be?
Ooh.
Tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one.
The winner of the Bobby Rosenfeld Award is based on a CP poll of writers, broadcasters, and editors across the country. Tennis star Bianca Andreescu took home the award last year. The Buffalo Bills look to put a stamp on the AFC East tonight with a season sweep of the New England Patriots. The Bills have a chance to be the first AFC East foe to sweep New England in a season since the Jets and Dolphins did it way back in 2000. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idle Wild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. For the Tap Brew House and Liquor Store, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, now with 8 amazing flavors, including the new Almond Mocha. RP Show viewers get 20% off with a promo code RPSHOW. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. And while we're doing sponsor love, we should mention that Torrey Gurley's visits with us every week are brought to you by Wheaton Kia. You can find them in North Regina at the corner of Albert and Avonhurst. Zach in Calgary says, I'm thankful that I'm off school for the next 2 weeks so I can turn on the show. Brady in Saskatoon, who has both texted and written in to the Facebook live stream, says, I love this show. I'll be here for the next 2 weeks. Don't have to go back to school till the 11th. What a great feeling that is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when if you didn't like school, which I didn't. And a lot of my teachers, it was mutual. Some loved me. Not all of them.
They loved the break as much as you did.
Exactly. Ah, from Todd Pinckney. Where's my breaking news belt? He says the Washington football team has released Dwayne Haskins, their quarterback, as per Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. I'm just going to read Brady's text as well, Because he's a super fan.
Yeah.
And we treat our fans well. Where'd it go? Hey, Rod. The Jets have finally started playing ball. My Seahawks clinched the Western Division yesterday, and I got a DK Metcalf jersey for Christmas.
Whoa.
Kirby Doc's injury was unfortunate, but I think Canada will be fine. It just would have been fun watching Kirby dominate. He's totally right. And you saw the photo of Kirby's wrist, I assume.
I did.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, it's in my Monday Morning Goalie column today. You think when you see Kirby Doc get hurt like that, all the fans are saying, see, that's why NHL teams don't want to send their players. Maybe. Or as one NHL insider said to me, No. The Rangers didn't want to send Alexi Lafreniere because they're run by Americans. The coach and GM are Americans, and they've never done Canada a favor. That's why they didn't send Alexi Lafreniere. You don't not send your guys to anything if you're afraid that they're going to get hurt. That's not a thing.
Right.
Like playing your quarterback too late in games. Oh, he got hurt. You just don't expect that to happen.
You don't. There are times when you don't put your players through unnecessary risk. Game's out of hand. You probably want to take your guys out at the right moment. But that's a delicate thing. What's the right moment? What's the wrong moment, right? But when it comes to the young guys, I mean, an opportunity to play, well, if that was the case, they wouldn't let them on the ice ever. You know, the good players that don't need training right. camp, they wouldn't put them on the ice in camp. They'd be like, I don't want you to get hurt. No preseason, no training camp.
Can't do it.
Don't touch me in practice. We only want you for the games. No, you assume that, you know, the risks are very minimal and the chance of injury is small. And if it happens, it happens and it's out of your control.
Everything happens for a reason, as they say.
Yeah.
Ray in Toronto is watching from the 6. He says, Rod, there is no reason the Edmonton Elk cannot win a cup with Trevor Harris. No reason they can't win a cup with Harris. I'm a big fan. Argos should have held on to him. That's from Ray. Oh, we got to hang on to that and dissect it in the next segment because there's a lot coming off of that. They had Ricky Ray. That's how they lost Zach Caleros and Cody Fajardo and Trevor Harris. When you got a guy, you got a guy. And these guys get impatient. We had the same thing happen here in Saskatchewan when we had Darian Durant. We lost a lot of guys that went on to start in other places. Argos didn't do anything wrong. I don't think. We need to take a break. Darren Thompson, that's that Washington fan. He says, first time viewer here, now following. Thank you, Darren. We were reading his questions to Tori. You're getting the hook. We're the heroine of sports talk, right? Just give you a little piece, and then you're hooked.
A little taste, right? Now, glad to have you.
Very hard to wean yourself off. Yes, we're very happy to have you, Darren.
There is no Nicorette for
there's no Nicorette for the Rod Peterson show. Not at all. We got to find the comment from Trent in Norway because everybody's worried. He did. Next, we got a break. We'll come back for viewer takeover. News out of Mosaic Stadium. They're turning it into the largest outdoor skating rink in the country. We'll talk about that and more. That's breaking news this morning, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll be right back. It is Canada's daytime sports talk show. You're watching on Game Plus Television, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
And Moose DuPont. And we got a lot going on today. A lot going on today. There is a few breaking news items. One, the Washington football team has released quarterback Dwayne Haskins. What am I missing, though? Because they might not have a quarterback for next week's game. Alex Smith isn't 100%.
I know.
They're just saying, we would rather
not
have you.
Yep.
And we'll play this stiff just because he broke COVID protocols. What else did he do?
Well, he's lost the respect of his teammates in the locker room. And, you know, you got Ron Rivera. As Tori mentioned, too, Ron Rivera, who's been battling cancer, right? So, immunocompromised, clearly. And then you got your quarterback, who's supposed to be your leader, just being as disrespectful as you possibly can. It's not about whether you think you're going to get it or whether you believe in it. It's about respect. Mm-hmm. And just completely disregarding that, then on the field. And then they had a loss earlier in the year when he played, and he was bragging in the locker room to the media about his 300-yard passing game and how it wasn't his fault that they lost the game. And he did his job, and forget about everybody else. Just not a guy you want leading your organization. It's not always about talent. It's not always about talent.
Yeah.
Right?
It reminds, Well, it doesn't remind me, but the Baltimore Ravens, there's news there this morning. They've been fined $250,000 for breaking COVID protocols. Dave Haney says, the heroin of sports talk. There's no Nicorette for us. A week off has you guys refreshed and on fire. I tell you, we were 9 days away from this bunker, and I counted them. It felt like 90 days. Mm-hmm. You know you love your job when you get an extended break like that and you feel like it was a really long time.
Yeah.
As opposed to those breaks that you get when I'm like, oh, really?
It's over already.
I got to go back to work. And then the Montreal Canadiens signed Corey Perry to a one-year deal today. So that's exciting. I can't believe how many people are still hung up on the Edmonton team name deal. If you're Edmonton, are you going to stretch that out for the next 4 or 5 months? Or just announce it already? Like, yeah, we said the Edmonton Elk. Empire won our pool. The Easels right over there.
Yeah.
We did an Instagram bracket. The Empire won. The president of the Edmonton team has said, we're not going to use Empire because it's too offensive. So then next up would be Elk. If you want the results of our poll, Edmonton, you're welcome to them. No charge. Or as I put in my column last week, let's just let Bel Air Direct pick the name of the team because clearly they're in charge of how the Edmonton football team does things. Can we get the comment from Trent in Norway, please? He is alive. He has survived the Christmas holidays so far. Trent, Norway calling. I hope Team Canada can overcome the loss of Kirby Dach and the broken wrist. A shocker with Henrik Lundqvist needing open heart surgery. Pray for a speedy recovery. Mr. Brady made the playoffs again while the Patriots didn't. Further questions? Have a good day back home. Trent in Norway, coming in hot.
Yeah, hit them all. And that was the Henrik Lundqvist thing. You know, it was kind of a bit of a sad news note today that he's going to do some, has open heart surgery. Said he wasn't going to play because of some heart issues. Now he's going to get it fixed up and he's looking forward to the recovery process. I don't know if that means his playing days are over completely, but I don't know how many guys play after getting open heart surgery.
I don't know. I had my 48th birthday mid-December, as most of you. 48. I don't feel old, but when I look at a guy like Henrik Lundqvist, I was thinking about how much money he's made in the National Hockey League since he came in 2005, and it's a lot.
Yes.
Health is wealth, brother. You talk about Henrik Lundqvist having heart issues and open heart surgery. You're not going to enjoy that money if this doesn't pull through, which I believe that he will. He's obviously a very healthy guy. But maybe it's my age where I'm sitting there going, what good's money if you can't enjoy it? Not about Henrik Lundqvist, but just in life.
Yeah.
You know? You better be enjoying things.
I know.
They are so hung up on this Edmonton football name, I can't. How much more time do we need to spend on it? We've devoted, I'm conservatively saying, hours to the Edmonton football team name. Why do they care so much? Jeff, the Stamps fan, says the Edmonton name should wait until a season is announced. David in Winnipeg says, the Edmonton Millionaires. David in Winnipeg, you haven't watched us for a while. We've been covering all this. We had an entire bracket over there. We can't put it on camera because it's off camera, but we went through this.
Oh, yeah.
And the Empire won. Why do they care so much?
It's a big deal, and I don't know why you want to wait when you can start selling merchandise and staying top of mind and maybe getting your season tickets, you know, get really excited about all these things. But you want to be very careful because you don't want to just pick something and then all of a sudden, a year comes down the road and somebody points out why it's bad, and then you got to change it again and then again and again, right? We look at the CFL and the logo issues that they've had over the years, right? How many different versions of the logo they've had. It just doesn't look very good.
The viewer says, I love that name, Empire. Yeah, we all do, but the team president in Edmonton says it conjures up offensive connotations. Like, I don't get it. We got to roll. Tomorrow, a big hockey show. The Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel in studio, former WWF promoter, Bret Hart's manager, junior hockey insider, Joey Kenward, longtime Vancouver broadcaster, and Jordan Eberle. You might have heard of him from the New York Islanders. Thanks, Moose.
Hey, great.
See you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central and noon Eastern here on Game Plus. I had this steak!
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.